Lois, you poor thing. How are you coping with all of this?
Lois was so happy to answer Sherry's question in so much detail, Sherry missed half her lunch break. Sherry's afternoon passed uneventfully. She was on the way out of the office to the teacher's meeting when her boss, Jeff Moreland, flagged her down. "Glad I caught up with you, Sherry. Listen, I'm in a time crunch. This is the data for the final recommendations for the Kimbrough account. All it needs is a little writing and editing, and it's due tomorrow, but I'm sure it'll be no problem for you." Hefting the papers in her hands, Sherry saw a minimum of 5 hours' work. "I had this data into him 3 weeks ago." Quickly, she composed herself. "Sure, Jeff. No problem at all. Glad I can help." "Thanks, Sherry. I always think of you first when I'm in a jam. You're so dependable." Relieved of his burden, Jeff strolled away.
4:30 p.m. Sherry's meeting with Todd's teacher. Jean Russell was a competent teacher who understood the complex factors beneath a child's problem behavior. "He's not a bad child, Sherry. When he minds, he's one of the most enjoyable kids in the class." Sherry waited for the axe to fall. "Just get to the point, Jean." "Well, the problem is Todd doesn't respond well to limits. During our task period, when children work on assignments, Todd gets up from his desk."